Well, hello there. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz, and this is What's Out There, a guide to connecting with the arts while sheltering in place for the weekend of April 24th, 2020. So I tuned in to the virtual opening reception for the new show at one of our local arts centers. It was a really chill scene with the curator, Sarah Jane, walking me through the exhibition and allowing me to behold the art nice and slow. I'm talking about Earth and Abstract, the current show available free online at the Port Angeles Fine Arts Center website. When you visit pafac.org, Sarah Jane is there when you click on the virtual programming link. Her introduction to Earth and Abstract debuted on April 18th, and now you can watch it anytime at pafac.org. The show is all abstract art, which normally I don't care for, but this is different. I could look at the paintings as long as I felt like it, and several of them came to resonate with me on a deep level. The Witnesses by Jan Dove, Adaptation by Monica Gutierrez Cuarto, and Light Journey by Annie Robertson are a few of my favorites among the 50 works on display. This is art that speaks to the various parts of your mind, and you can tour the exhibition again and again for the next 2 months. And who knows, maybe we will be able to actually visit the Port Angeles Fine Arts Center to see the show in the flesh before it closes on June 28th. Talking about art, I found an appealing set of short participatory videos online this week. The Port Townsend School of the Arts has posted these free segments, which it calls Art Prompts for Kids, but I feel like one doesn't have to be under 18 to do them. I watched teaching artist Katie Rissy's Drawing Music video, which is just under 6 minutes in length, and I had a great time. Katie is low-key, and it's like having a private art teacher sitting with you, urging you on, but gently. Some of the other videos are Drawing from Observation with Port Townsend artist and educator Dana Weir, and Drawing Your Room in Perspective with Port Townsend High School's most excellent art teacher, Michelle Soderstrom. To find these videos, go to YouTube and search for Port Townsend School of the Arts. Finally, I want to tell you about something that has the word teen in it, because it's for teens, officially, but to my mind, it's a bit of inspiration for the creative impulse, whatever age you are. Now, I'm talking about the Teen Photo Contest going on now through the Jefferson County Library. If you are a teenager, you're invited to enter images in the library's Teen Photography Show, which is open for online submissions now through May 15th. The theme is In My Mind, and I'm not sure what that means, but I'm betting that teenage photographers can run with it. The Jefferson County Library will award $50 prizes in several categories, including innovation, composition, people's choice, and, I like this one the best, emotive power. To see the details, go to jclibrary.info and click on the events calendar. Now, if you're not between the ages of 13 and 19, consider your own photography show. You might take a daily picture of the view from your window, or close-ups of your pets, or detail shots of whatever inspires you around the house. It could be a photo diary of life in the time of the coronavirus, created as only you can. Hey, that is it for What's Out There this time. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening to KPTZ.